driving you. Virginia Electric Power Company, 08-1688. Mr. Bacon.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Virginia Electric Power Company, 08-1680, requests for authorization to replace the existing area of 230 kV and 500 kV electrical transmission lines by installing an aerial double circuit 500/230 kV electrical transmission line from Meadowbrook to Loudoun that will cross 10 jurisdictional stream segments in Fauquier and Prince William counties. The project is protested by three adjoining property owners in Prince William County. The Virginia Electric. Here's what's showing. It's starting up here. That's going down, like I said, down this way. It's almost a straight shot. And here is the picture of, these are the 10 jurisdictional crossings. If I go closer, a lot of them are in this area. You can't see the dots because they're overriding each other. And there's the three protests of joining property owners on those three right there. Virginia Electric and Power Company proposes to construct a 22-mile, 500/230 kV aerial double circuit line entirely within its existing right-of-way and parallel to the existing Mooresville-Loudoun 500 kV line. The beginning of the transmission line is in a residential setting, while the majority of the transmission line is rural or agricultural areas. New structures will match the existing 500 kV structures located within the exception of several that will be placed in the new locations to avoid stream impacts. The stated purpose of this project is to better serve the growing electrical demand of the region. Okay, the transmission line will cross 28 different streams. Of that, six of the streams have drainage areas of five or more square mile drainage area, which is in our jurisdiction as a commission. Okay, the existing 244 right-of-way currently occupied on its western side by a 500 kV line, and there's also 115 kV electrical distribution lines on the outermost edge of the right hand of the right-of-way. The new 230 kV transmission line, the towers will be constructed between the two existing transmission lines and distribution lines. Once the new towers are constructed and the new and existing lines have been transferred to the new structures, the old towers will be removed. There are also a gas transmission line within the right-of-way. Most of the easement has been previously cleared to accommodate the new lines. The three individual letters of protest have been received. Mr. Gary Hubbard, Mr. Jay Knox, and Kingsburg Homeowners Association. Each of the properties along Kettle Run, Little Bull Run, and Broad Run. Okay, there's Little Bull Run, Broad Run, and then Kettle Run. I'm going to go through one of them all at a time. Here's basically the old lines like this, and then this is the new structure that's going to be put in its place, and then the old structure will be removed. Here's the first protest. This is Little Bull Run, and this is a protest by Mr. Knox, and that's the overview, and this is the lines coming across like this. That's an aerial, again showing the lines right here, and this is the creek area right here going across. And this is a ground view of the area right here. Nice and cool that day. And then this is Broad Run. Broad Run is being protested here by the Kingsbrook Homeowners Association. Just an overview up here, and here's the transmission lines going across. All within the right-of-way. This is the overview right here. And then this is here again is the ground view shot of the area. And here's the structure that's going to be tore down and removed. And then this one is Kettle Run, and this one is by Mr. Hubbard. And again, showing the transmission lines going across Kettle Run right here. Here's an overview of it. And you can see the structure's right. Structures right here, and this is a transmission line going this way. And then here's a ground shot of that area. summary recommendations. While staff is sympathetic to the landowners whose upland properties may be affected by the project, it appears these upland concerns are outside the commission's jurisdiction. In addition, staff believes those issues were considered by the State Corporation Commission in its decision to approve the certification of the convenience and necessity for the Meadow Brook Louder project. Accordingly, since there should be no direct impact to state-owned subaqueous land, and after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 22-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval with the following conditions. Number one, any stream bed or banks impacted by the project shall be restored to pre-existing contours and conditions upon completion of construction. Two, the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook and the approved sediment erosion control plan for the Meadowbrook Louder project be followed throughout the construction. And three, any proposed deviation in the crossing method or location must be formally authorized by the commission. Also, staff would recommend the assessment of road in the amount of $3,690 for the encroachment of over a total of 1,230 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot.
Thank you, Mr. Bacon. Any questions from members of the commission?
Once again, for the record, the upland issues are not ours. They've been reviewed by, and the whole right-of-way has been reviewed and approved by the State Corporation Commission. We are only concerned about the crossing of the various creeks that are of size enough to be within our jurisdiction.
Correct.
And the lines cross the creeks now. The new lines will cross the creeks and the old lines will be removed.
Correct.
There is no stream impacts at all. Everything's going to be thrown across, however they do it. They scan from one side to the other side to get it across, and they pull the lines. They're not even stepping a foot in any of the creeks at all.
Right. Further questions? Thank you, Darren. Is Virginia Power here represented?
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So I'm just going to testify that you're about to give me the truth, the truth, and the truth of God. State your name, please.
John Bailey with Dominion Virginia Power.
Would you like to address the commission?
I'm here to answer questions. I was here before you last fall with a similar project, all rebuilt and existing right away. We had some protestants. We're here to answer questions. I've also got Lewis Brozier here who did the environmental work. State Corporation Commission approved it last October. We're ready to start construction and respectfully request your approval.
Questions of the gentleman from the commission? Thank you, sir.
Well,
I'm sorry.
One question.
Mr. Fox.
You know who the protestants are today?
I've not met them. I know.
You know.
I've seen their letters, and I'm familiar with the area.
I'm just interested. Did they protest before the State Corporation Commission also?
I'm not aware that they did, although there was a public hearing in Prince William where the judge sat for a day and received comment from the general public, and they may have made their protest there. I'm not aware.
Well, that was their opportunity.
Yes, 16 days of public hearings on this project before the commission. There was an opportunity for them to do that there.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, sir. Is there an opposition to the project? Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Dan.